Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 podcast. It is part two of our Thursday doubleheader. This is our resume review for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, how they get themselves to number five in the college football playoffs, and as our one seed, if you will, in the Big 12 championship game this Saturday in Arlington, Texas. We'll break that down here in a second, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. Go to betonline.ag today to find all of the great deals that they've got. They've got super contests. They've got all these kinds of deals they've got going on right now. NBA, NHL, MLB futures, college football, college basketball, whatever you want, they've got at betonline.ag today. Go there, use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, locked on. You'll receive a 50% deposit bonus. So if you deposit $100, we'll give you an extra 50 to play with today at betonline.ag. BetOnline, they are your online sportsbook experts. All right, now it is time to get into the resume review for the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
You are Locked On Big 12. Your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What an interesting team the 2021 Oklahoma State Cowboys are. This team's story goes back to last season when we heard Tylan Wallace and Chuba Hubbard were going to come back. We thought, wow, this is a team that's got a significant opportunity ahead of them. This was a team that maybe people thought could reach the college football playoff with their opportunity that they had in the Big 12 Conference. And things did not break their way. Successful season, yes. What they imagined, no. It was also a COVID year as well. Mike Gundy told us in the offseason, I was on this the Big 12 Today show for SiriusXM, that Holly Rowe and Gabe Iger and Chris Plank, all these people have mentioned where it's mentioned on national broadcasts, mentioned on all kinds of shows. Mike Gundy talked about how many extra reps and how much practice and full scrimmages the 2021 Oklahoma State Cowboys team had. He talked about kind of a revelation for Spencer Sanders and how he'd come along, how he'd gotten better. And things were setting up. We should have seen more of this coming. I picked them to finish third in the Big 12 Conference. I picked them to hit the over on the win total this year for them. They exceeded that expectation, my friends, and so much more. This thing did not get off to a hot start, though. 23-16 over Missouri State. 28-23, over Tulsa. And then 21-20 over Boise. These were not convincing. These were not games where you're thinking, wow, Oklahoma State looks like they've got something here. The offense was bad. Shailene Worth looked pretty good that first game, but they could not score. And they were not doing a whole lot of offense that made you think, wow, this is a really good group they've got right here. This is kind of the beginning of the season where we figured out, hey, this Jalen Warren fella might be pretty good, right? This kid might have something for him and carry them through that middle part of the season. But that Boise win to me was the one where you sat there and you said, wow, that version of the team was the by hook or by crook Oklahoma State Cowboys. Some questionable officiating helped them out in that game against Boise, but it goes their way. They finish that one off. They win the game. And on the road, they get it done. So you're thinking to yourself, what does this group have? They come home next game against Kansas State, a top 25 opponent, and they win that one 31-20, and they look pretty good while doing it. Also, a little bit of a quarterbacking carousel situation there. Move on to another top 25 opponent. They've got Baylor this time, and this one's also at home. Well, what happened in this game was their defense was doing great for the majority of the game. A couple scores given up, and then the defense battens down the hatches. They get a late score. They put that one away 24-14. We'll have a full breakdown of the championship game coming up tomorrow. But let's just acknowledge what happened in that first one, put it in our back pockets. We'll circle back to that one tomorrow. Next game against number 25, Texas, on the road. I know Texas ends up having a 5-7 season, but they were a bit different at this point. At least they were ahead of teams. Oklahoma, I switched to Baylor by accident. Oklahoma State was a non-pick six away from this being a three-score game. Two-score game, Texas was driving, and a pick six saves Oklahoma State's season, you have to say. Going into that game, I said, look, Oklahoma State's going to wear on you. They might not be leading this game late in the contest. They may not be there. They may not be on top. But late in the game, they're going to wear on you, and they did. And they ran the football, and their late game offense was, well, you know, a lot of good execution. Their late game defense got the job done. They ended up winning that game by two scores in Austin, and that's when you kind of knew, all right, Oklahoma State here is cooking with some serious gas at this point. Next game they go to, this one is Iowa State, all right? This one's a narrow loss, and they had a really good game. Their defense gave up a bit more than I thought at certain times, but still, they held on. They got the job done in a way that says, they had a chance to win the game is what I'm saying, right? They didn't win the football game, obviously, because of the result, but their defense readjusted to the point and said, all right, you offense, you have an opportunity to go down the field and get us to win. Obviously, people don't like the play call. People think Brennan Presley got the first down late in that game. I am one of those people. They don't give it to you. But a 24-21 loss in Jack Trice Stadium, I don't think anybody's going to really be too angry about that. After that comes the absolute tear, the get-right game against Kansas. The thumping they gave West Virginia, my friends, where their defense gave up half of the yards that West Virginia got in the first drive. It was like 60-some yards on that first drive of the game for a field goal. West Virginia did not score again. A 63-17 housing of TCU. The 23-0 absolute shutout of Texas Tech, where they did something that had not been done in nearly two decades, was shutting out Texas Tech in Lubbock. They were able to put together a string of wins that said, not only are we in this thing, the Big 12 meaning, we are going to go to the Big 12 championship game. We're going to ice our spot that final week, second to final week on the road. We're going to set up a bedlam situation where we are the favorites. We're going to exercise these demons. We are in the college football playoff. Spencer Sanders elevated his game some, the running game, a little bit less consistent. Sanders' play has elevated. He is not just a guy. My dad hadn't seen too much Oklahoma State this year. He was watching on Saturday night. I just got home from the Tech UVA game. And he said, man, this Spencer Sanders guy, he's got some ability. He's actually a pretty good playmaker. Obviously, Tip's interception against in Bedlam. I guess we'll just get to Bedlam now. But, like, this is somebody that can make plays for you. He can win football games for you. I was upset they didn't really give Spencer Sanders the shot to win the Bedlam game, but they relied on that defense, and it was Bedlam. It was crazy. There were bad officiating decisions made in that Bedlam game, but Oklahoma State, their offense persevered enough late. They made enough teams special plays, and the defense turned around in a way that we had not seen them do. And their ability in that second half to limit Caleb Williams. I mean, let's just go to that game and kind of look at the drives that we saw in the second half. So you see it. Okay. The punt for Oklahoma, they score a touchdown the next drive, but they only have to go 1 yard. Then here is what happens. So it's punt, touchdown, which is only, 1 yard away, fumble, Punt, downs, getting the requisite stop. So it was a little bit bend, don't break in that final drive. Obviously aided out by that pass interference. No call that was there. But that bend, don't break mentality that we see other teams have, Oklahoma State hasn't always had to exhibit because their defense has been mostly good enough all year long. It was there. They got the window. They get the job done in the game. It's a monkey on their back. It felt like the tide was turning late, but Devin Harper and the boys, they do enough to get the job done and get Oklahoma State to an 11-1. I mean, kind of look at the schedule right here, friends, and you can see this window, you look between the Boise game and the Texas game, that's when they went from kind of the cardiac Cowboys to the, all right, this is a legit thing. Our defense is good. Our defense is good. Our defense is really good. Our offense can do enough and punch you in the mouth. They lose to Iowa State, and then they say, all right, we can rebound. We can beat these teams that are better than us. There was no doubts from Kansas all the way down to Texas Tech, and that's a four-game stretch right there of Kansas at West Virginia, TCU, and Texas Tech. There was no doubts in any of those games whether or not they were going to win. And that is not something you can say. I mean, Baylor had some doubt. They obviously lost to TCU. There was some doubt for them in that Texas Tech game. You know, West Virginia almost beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma had some troubles with them. There was no doubt for them against those middle-tier Big 12 teams. They beat up Kansas State. They beat up Kansas. They beat up West Virginia. They beat up TCU. They beat up Tech. That middle tier, Oklahoma State had their way with. Obviously, Iowa State kind of fell towards that middle tier, you know, as the season went along, but they were just better on that day, and a questionable call caused Iowa State to get the win, and Oklahoma State to not come home with a victory. But once again, that kind of thrash in the middle tier, and then coming up big in the biggest game of the season, putting themselves now in a position against a team that you've already beaten one time, they kept it in their hands the whole year. They did not put this thing in anybody else's hands, and now it feels like pretty convincingly that Oklahoma State controls their own destiny. Sure, they're probably going to need an Alabama loss. Yes, but one of those top four teams is going to go down this weekend. If Georgia loses, they probably don't get in. But there's a good chance that one of the other three, probably Alabama, does go down. So if chalk holds, Oklahoma State's going to find themselves probably, we hope, in a situation where they're going to be the second Big 12 team to ever represent the conference in a college football playoff, which would be pretty cool. All right, make sure you guys go check out the Baylor resume review, as I'm losing my voice here at the very end of the show. That one we've posted as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LOBig12. You can follow me at Josh_Neighbors. You can find the show Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and Spotify. You can also find us on YouTube as well. Till next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.